And out of nowhere, my allergies just kicked in. Now, normally, my allergies work like spring, I can't breathe, standing up, I get dizzy, like it gets bad. Fall, same thing happens all over again. But summer, my allergies have never been bad during the summer at any point in time. And I was so confused, I didn't understand what was happening. But I started taking medicine, and I slowly started feeling better. It got so bad, Tuesday, I was upstairs, and I was going up and down a 6-foot ladder, and I was getting dizzy the whole time. Like, I was, all right. But I had a lot of stuff to get done, and I pushed through. The only good thing about my allergies was at night, I took NyQuil. And I slept great. It was beautiful. Thursday morning, I woke up and it dawned on me. I have had the best rest I have had, and I don't know how long. I mean, I am waking up and I have slept the entire night. I haven't woken up 3 or 4 times because the week before, I woke up 3-4 times every single night. But this past week, perfect. I would shut my eyes, my alarm would go off, I'm awake. It was beautiful. I would wake up, I wouldn't hit snooze 3 or 4 times and feel like, I gotta get up. But no, instead, I felt rested. I felt ready to just take everything on. It felt really good. And then this thought came to me. What happens when I get better and I don't need NyQuil anymore? How am I going to get such good rest again? Now, I'm sure a lot of us in here have thought that before. In fact, I'm sure a lot of us have actually said different times, how am I going to get rest? In fact, I would say of that, some of us in here have said, what am I going to do to make all of these noises in my head shut up so I can just get rest? How can I get this job done so that all of this stress on me, on my hands, on my feet, on my heart will be taken off? How am I going to get this job done so that I can just be at peace and rest? What am I going to do so that my stomach stops turning of in knots, of in all of these butterflies? And when am I just going to get rest? For a lot of us, we think those things a lot of times. And that thought of rest seems like it's so far off because of work, because of home, because of different things going on around us. We just seem so bombarded with all of these things of that our mind, our heart, our body is just so tired, but our spirit is so tired that we're not getting rest. For a lot of us in here, all of us know that passage of when Jesus says, come to me, you that are tired and weary, for I will bring you rest. Take my yoke upon you, because my burden is easy and light. We know that verse, but for some reason, we don't go to him. We keep all of that stress, all of that pressure, all of that junk from everything going on around us, and we just keep holding on to it instead of going to that person that can give you rest. For others in here, that verse of, look at the birds of the air. They are always taken care of. They don't put anything inside the ground. They don't have specific seasons of that they get things out of the ground, but yet the Father takes care of them. And guess what? You are more precious than a sparrow. You are more precious than any bird of the air. So how much more is the Heavenly Father going to take care of you? So don't worry about tomorrow. We know that verse. We know what we've got to do, but we don't go to Him. We know what to do, but we don't do anything about it. For some of us in here, we know each verse. He makes all things work for our good that love Him and are called by Him. I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. I will make you the head and not the tail. I have a plan for you. Those that will prosper you and not harm you. You know the Bible. You know what it says. But you sit in your filth and in your stress and in your junk. And you say, God, why am I this way? Why am I so piled up with anxiety, with depression, with stress, with constant aches of my body, constant aches in my spirit? Why am I so like this? Do you even hear me? And God says, I hear you. I hear you. Like the father of the prodigal, those that are lost, I stand on my porch and wait. And for my children that I love and are hurting, I stand right above them, waiting for them to call out for their father. And then I will wrap them up in my strong arms, and I will give them rest. I will give them peace. I will restore what life has taken from them. But you have to come to me. Why are you not coming to me? I can't just force myself upon you. You've got to come to me. And when you come to me, then I will give you that life and that life more abundantly. As I was typing this message out last night, I was on my couch typing, and I started to get panic attacks. I don't get panic attacks. I've never had a panic attack in my life. My breathing got quick. My heart rate started beating so fast. My stomach got in knots, and I realized what it was. It was the heart of the Father telling me of that there are people of in this room of who are sitting in their filth, sitting of in their stress and in their depression and in their anxiety, and they think, God, why is this stuff happening to me? And He's saying to you tonight, come to me. Come to me. Before Jesus said, I will give them rest, His first statement was, come to me, you that are weary and burdened. We've got to take that first step to Him. We've got to go to Him first. So this evening, I want to do something a little different. I'm going to ask Judah to a stop. We're going to take a moment.